This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, darling, this is Jaja. What is this I hear people calling you and spreading a rumor about me that I'm not a good housekeeper? Absolutely not true. Darling, after every one of my divorces, I always keep the house.
You gotta love Mom. Clever. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talon on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Betsy Green. She's been on a few times, writer of books, historical anniversaries, and this one, the 100-year anniversary of the quake felt round the world, the Santa Barbara earthquake. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment. But first, a look at the pending listings and their median price. I've been doing pending listings every week for 1,401 weeks, but 64 weeks ago, I added the median price. We have 69 single family homes pending just for the week ending July 11th, 2025. Median price, $2.6 million. The week before, there were 68 pendings in the hopper, and the median price was just under $2.3 million. So we're in the high 60s, even in the 70s. 5 weeks ago, we hit 81. The year-to-date sales are up. We're averaging over 17 sales per week, which is a jump going back to 2023. We had 13 sales, 15 sales, and now 17 sales. So we're going up just about two per week for the mid-July, early July numbers. Now, 2022 was 19.3 sales per week. The 28th week of the year, but they dropped down, 2022 dropped down to 17.35 sales per week. So it'll change some of the numbers in looking back. You know, 2024, we were at 15 and we ended up at, you know, a hair higher. So the similar numbers, 2023 was similar numbers. Like I said, 2022 on the 28th week of the year, we're averaging 19.3 sales per week. And then for the year, 17.35. So that went down. 2021, similar. 2020, 17.6 sales per week at the 28th week of the year, ended up at 24.65. Of course, that was leading up to 2021 and the insane number of sales. That's when things really triggered and went crazy. But it's interesting to see the difference between the first 6 months of the year and the second 6 months of the year in 2020. That's interesting. And so for the most part, you know, it might have gone up a little bit in prior years, but not too dramatic a change. So year to date, as mentioned, 17.18 sales per week. That's 14% higher than last year's 15.07 sales per week. So we do have a higher number of sales, and but historically still low in terms of the number of sales. The median price year to date for the 28th week of the year ending July 11th, $2.6 million. It's staying up there. Again, it's Hope Ranch and Montecito helping lead the way, but the last time I removed Hope Ranch and Montecito, it still went up to $2.1 million from last year's $2 million. So it's still something, but not as dramatic as the 14.5% overall increase in the median price. Last year's $2,270,000. And of course, last year it dropped down. Remember, 2024, 2023, 2022, the median price all could have been identical. It was all around $2,225,000, $2,250,000 range, but they all dropped down the last month or so of the year. I've repeated 2024, we were at, through November 29th, the median price was $2,250,000 for the year. It was just shocking to see it drop to $2.2 million. And no one knows that. they look at 2024 and you go, wow, 2.2 million. But for the first 11 months, it was 2,250,000. Just bizarre. Okay. What about Montecito only, you ask? 93 sales versus last year, 73 sales. Again, for the first 28 weeks of the year, for the week ending July 11th, Montecito only 93 sales. Last year, 73. Year before that, 67. Year before that, 98. Skipping 2021, the unicorn year. Going back to 2017, 2018, and 2019, Montecito only, we were 88 sales. 66 sales. 2018 was the debris flow. And 2019, 86 sales. So this year, 93, doing very well for Montecito only, going back to 2017. A median price, $6.5 million. Last year was $5.7 million. Year before that, $5.5 million. Year before that, just under $5.5 million. Year before that, call it $5 million. But it was in 2020 when it was $3.2 million. And 2019, 2018, it was under $3 million. So the arc continues. Okay, so that's pendings and year-to-date median price. Thought I had one more thing to tell you about. Oh, I forgot to look at the days on market. This year, year-to-date, first 28 weeks of the year, where median number is 15 days on market. Last year at this time, it was 11 days on market, and the year before that, 10 days on market. So it's funny, I just looked at Ron Wolf's monthly newsletter, property manager, Tri-Counties, primarily Santa Barbara, and he noted that some rentals are taking a little longer to rent. So here we see it right here. Now still, 15 days on market for a median number is still low, but it is a jump up from 11 days on the market last year and 10 on 2023, again, for the first 28 weeks of the year. Okay, I don't know if I told you about a water leak, and I've got a whole story there. I don't have time now to tell you about it. And I hesitated because I just thought, you know, it's time to replumb the house. I got a slab leak. I was living like an Aborigine. But I finally called Acme Leak Detection, and I want them to become a sponsor. So I want you to call them and say, hey, I heard Radio Real Estate talk about Acme Leak Detection. And he wanted me to call you because we heard it. And I'm going to tell him I'm doing this. I want to see if you would be willing to call because I'd like to get him as a sponsor. He did an amazing job for me. And it's a whole story in itself. And even if he doesn't become a sponsor, I'm going to have him come on the program because there's a lot to talk about. And they do other things as well with gas lines, electrical lines. And I've written a commercial. And I'll bring this up again, maybe in segment three, and I'll read you the commercial. But I just am curious to see if you'd do me a favor and call Acme Leak Detection and just tell them you heard me mention them on the radio. And I'm going to tell them I did this, and I'm just curious to see if he'll get some calls. 805-565-LEAK. How's that for a number? L-E-A-K, not the food leak. 565-LEAK, 805-565-LEAK, Acme Leak Detection. Call them and tell them you heard me talk about them on the radio. Tell them to become a sponsor. You know, it's kind of like how many people are going to listen to a commercial and have an active leak? Almost nobody. You just got to remember the number, write it down. It's not like Tubular George where you might want to get a whole house fan or a solar tube or something or convert your electric, your gas or your wood-burning fireplace to electric. So it's kind of weird to advertise for a leak detection when you rarely, if ever, have a leak. But he does other things. So do me a favor. Call 805-565-LEAK, L-E-A-K, and tell him you heard me talk about him on the radio. I'll read the commercial in the third segment. We're going to take a quick break and come back with my historical guest, Betsy Green. She's written books like the one way back when in Santa Barbara in 1924. That's the year my mom was born. And she appears in Ed Hat, and she's written several books. And we're going to talk about the 1925 earthquake, the 100th anniversary. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.